Middle East and Africa. Tunisia's election. Democracy Delenda Est. Tunisia's strongman president is set to win a sham election.
In a sense, he kept his promises. 5 years ago, Kais Saied ran for president as an outsider who would overhaul Tunisia's politics. He has done just that, giving himself powers described by some as a self-coup and smothering a nascent democracy. Few Tunisians would say they are better off. Yet on October 6th, Mr. Saied will stand for re-election in a vote he will surely win. It is not for lack of opposition. Dozens hoped to challenge him, but their ambitions were thwarted. Some would-be candidates were jailed on bogus charges. Others were disqualified after dubious accusations of vote-buying. A law professor by training, Mr. Saied is adept at using the law to squash challenges to his rule. In the end, the Electoral Commission approved just three candidates. The incumbent, Zuhair Mazaoui, an eccentric politician seen as close to Mr. Saied, and Ayashi Zamel, a little-known businessman. Lest anyone be tempted to vote for him, Mr. Zamel was later convicted of forgery and sentenced to 20 months in prison. He remains on the ballot, though. The previous election, in 2019, was defined by despair. Tunisians had been hopeful after they overthrew Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, their long-time dictator, in 2011, yet 8 years later they had lost hope in corrupt politicians who failed to revive a stagnant economy. Mr. Saied won 73% of the vote and promised a new revolution. What he delivered was reaction. In 2021 he suspended much of the constitution and sent a tank to bar the doors of Parliament. The following year he pushed through a new charter that stripped power from the legislature and strengthened the presidency. Since he took office, Tunisia has slipped from 53rd place to 82nd on the Democracy Index, compiled by our sister company, the Economist Intelligence Unit. The economy remains neglected. Growth has been stubbornly low for years. Adjusted for inflation, GDP is smaller than before the pandemic-induced crash of 2020. Unemployment is 16% and over twice as high for young people. The lone bright spot is an olive oil industry benefiting from a drought in Spain, the world's biggest producer, that sent global prices soaring. Everything else is moribund. Public debt is close to 80% of GDP, most of it owed to foreigners. External debt costs reached 7% of GDP last year. In 2022, Tunisian officials negotiated a $1.9 billion bailout with the IMF. Mr. Saied rejected the deal, though, refusing to cut subsidies and the vast public wage bill. The government has managed to avoid a default, but it needs to borrow an estimated 14% of GDP next year and struggles to find external funding. Its bonds are rated junk. Domestic banks are loading up on public debt. They are expected to lend the state around 10% of GDP this year and more in 2025. This is crowding out private firms and raising fears about the solvency of local banks. Mr. Saied has shown little interest in reforms. His economic policy does not go much beyond ranting about speculators and the odd anti-corruption drive, usually aimed at his political opponents. Another 5 years of this all but ensures that Tunisia's economy will continue to flounder.